Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right, it's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, we are so grateful that you have tuned in. I know you have lots of opportunities and lots of shows to listen to, but I'm so glad that you've tuned in here. I hope that you've had an incredible week. And of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. And today's another day, But what is that day? How are you going to use it? How are you going to walk through it? And are you going to be thankful for it? So when I kind of remind you of every single day that you are given, it's a gift in our life, and I hope that you're using them wisely. I am so excited to bring on our first guest, and of course, we've known each other for a little bit, and I am just so excited to have her here. I think she can help so many people, which I'm sure she's already done in her life. And I heard a little bit of her story about helping her parents way back, and that is truly her passion. And again, I want to remind you to follow us through our social and to download our podcast. And that is The Kim Pagano Show on pretty much every platform out there. And of course, if you're not getting our newsletter, definitely you can send us a text or call us at 805-419-0008 and just put in their newsletter. And of course, let's bring our first guest on, Liat Cohen. Welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, Kim.
Yeah, I'm so excited to learn more about you and really to share you. I know so many people that have been going through so many things, and just to have somebody by their side that is going to be kind of like their backbone. I think you're like more like a backbone for people. I'm excited to have you as my backbone. So, and you know, it's funny, we talked briefly and you were saying like, I help people sign contracts confidently, right? And that's the one thing, like you kind of go, okay, let me make sure, you know. And is that something that you also do too?
Yes, absolutely. I've done a lot of contract work in the 33 years that I've been an attorney. There's probably no contract I haven't seen or drafted. Okay. So I try to do that and keep my clients out of trouble.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, how you got started.
I got started when I was about 9 years old and I decided to be an attorney. And it was because my parents immigrated to this country and didn't know the language. So at a very early age, I learned the language more quickly, as did my sisters. And I was the one designated to read everything that they wanted to sign. And sometimes they signed stuff without me reading it and got into trouble. So very early on, I wanted to help people stay out of that kind of trouble. And so I decided I wanted to be an attorney.
Wow, at 9 years old. I mean, I know that I wanted to do hair at, 16, but wow, 9 years old, you're pretty insightful. And the fact that you helped your parents through so many things, I mean, they were so grateful for you to be a part of their life and to be able to be right in charge of their life. How funny is that? I love that. I know that you're going to be on a ton of times, and I'm so excited, and we're going to handle different things. And in fact, I would even love to ask our listeners if there's something that they want to hear from you too, right? Because so many people are going through different things in their life. This is a kind of a crazy time right now in our world. And there's so many unfinished questions, and just to have somebody in our ballpark would be amazing. And so, first of all, I'd love you to give out your phone number and your website so our listeners can know who, how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. My phone number is 818-579-9996. And my website is www.liatlaw.net. And Liat Law is my name and the word law, LIATLAW.net.
There you go. And I know today we're going to start off with employment laws, and those are tricky. I mean, things have changed so much. And a lot of times I remember, we're talking years ago, people would be like, "That's it. I'm done with you. You can't do that anymore." It's like, "Whoa, have you written me up? Have you, right? I mean, have you done your paperwork?" And people, that's where people get into so much trouble. So I'm excited to talk about this and really learn. I feel like, radio is like my school on air. So I'd love to learn from everybody, and especially from you. So let's start there. Are you okay with that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. So talk to us, what comes under the umbrella of employment law?
Employment law is a large umbrella, and it includes everything from the first part where you're hiring, recruiting, applications, and doing background checks. It includes wage and hour laws. It includes discrimination and harassment and wrongful termination based on the protected class. It includes family leave laws, sick days, vacation days, paid time off days, obviously wrongful termination claims when somebody is disgruntled and they go to an attorney to file a claim, and employer policies and procedures, which are usually found in the employee handbook.
Wow.
That's generally the umbrella.
And what kind of employment law do you practice?
I handle a lot of employment law for business owners.
Okay.
So I've pivoted over the years from representing employees when I first started out to representing employers now in the last probably 15 years or so. So half and half. And what gives me the edge is that I have represented employees. I know what their law firms are thinking, and I know what to do to protect my clients.
Oh, I love that. So you've been on both sides,
Exactly.
which is so
Exactly.
smart. Like you kind of know what's coming, and so you can protect the employer. I love that. I love that. Have you ever represented employees? Like, talk to us about that experience, which you said you have.
Yes, I started out representing employees, and it was a challenge because you really have to look at the case objectively, where when someone gets terminated, it's a very stressful experience.
Right.
And to lose your job, especially when someone tells you you're fired, is very stressful. So
Right.
to look at the case objectively is difficult. But for example, I had a case where a young girl was at her first job at a call center, and she was sexually harassed by her boss. And it was horrible for her. Her mom had to come pick her up one day when she ran out of the office. It was just a horrible experience. And we wound up taking that case all the way to trial because they kept denying that he was her supervisor. They denied that he even worked there. They denied that anything happened, but the judge didn't buy it. And we won a very good verdict for her. Very good verdict.
That's great. Good job. But you prefer working for employers, right? Because they already have a base. I'm gonna imagine why. Okay. But I want to hear why you think that would be. It's probably easier.
Well, I feel that 90% of wrongful termination cases happen because somebody is disgruntled at how they were terminated. So something happened either with HR or their supervisor that made them feel little or belittled or angry. And the way the termination was handled, they ran to an attorney in order to file a wrongful termination lawsuit, whether they had one or not. And also, wage and hour claims are very popular right now. So, what I want to do is prevent employers from making those mistakes, terminate correctly, and then not have to deal with disgruntled former employees.
Wow. And do you work with HRs?
I work a lot with HRs. I work a lot with presidents of the companies directly. I have clients that I've had for over 20 years in the business. I've had clients that are sole business proprietors and maybe have one employee or two employees, up to 500 employees, depending on what kind of company it is.
Wow. What? And I want to say not a tip, okay, for employers right now. And I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask you the answer, okay, is what could they do so that they don't end up with those? Is there anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
First of all, not to get too legal about it, but employment in California is at will, which technically means that you can terminate somebody without a reason or with a reason, and they can quit with a reason or without a reason. A lot of employers think they have to have cause, good cause to terminate an employee, so they start writing them up or they start giving them negative evaluations, where the truth is that you can terminate an employee just because it's not a good fit. And I always recommend that that's what my clients say when they terminate someone. It's not a good fit.
That makes so much sense. I was not thinking that. So I'm not going to read your mind anymore. So I'm going to hire you to help me. So I love that. Yeah. And as far as, businesses, what are some of the things that they can do to really be organized? Obviously, have an HR, compliance and to do all that, because I think that is part of like, dotting your dots and crossing your T's, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And it starts with the application. It has to ask questions that are legally allowable. And California is very strict and very pro employees. So you start with your application, your interview, your background check, if you decide that's the way to go for your business. And then it continues forward to the onboarding, which the most important document I would probably say is the employee handbook. And the employee handbook, because of California laws, needs to be updated yearly because of changes in California laws. Even sick days are different if you're talking about Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles versus the city of Santa Monica versus the city of Long Beach, the allowable sick days are different. So you really have to keep up on the laws or have an attorney do that for you.
Wow. What is one thing that's changed over the years that people would not even think about?
The allowable times for time off. So most people are aware of the Family Medical Leave Act, but that's really for people who have more than 50 employees. And then they are supposed to give them at least 96 days off a year without pay. They don't have to pay, but it still requires time off, but it's unpaid time off. The most recent thing that came into play is the California Leave Act, which also is unpaid time off, but is even more inclusive than the federal laws. So employers have to keep up on the laws.
A lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work. And do a lot of people have HRs? When do you think that somebody should be able to, should hire an HR as opposed to, handling it themselves?
Well, that's a good question. And that's a question that every business owner has to answer for themselves. But if you're a business owner with more than 20 employees, you should have either an HR person or someone like me, an HR attorney that you can go to with questions. Even if they're daily questions that you think are stupid, there's
Right.
no such thing as a stupid question.
I like how you said that. So that, yeah, because we all have questions, and sometimes it's that one time we didn't ask, and it's like, you ask everything else. Why didn't you ask this? Right? I'm sure you've said that to a lot of people, right?
I have, and I pride myself on the fact that I give free consultations. And so if I can help somebody on the phone solve a problem in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, then I don't charge for that. If I
Wow.
have to go research something and
Right.
give an opinion letter and draft documents, that's a different story. But a lot of people get helped right away because I know the answers and I know the law.
That's beautiful. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you here. First of all, Liat Cohen, and of course, give out your phone number again. I know that we're going to get so many people calling you. I'm telling you, it's exciting to have you.
Sure, it's not a problem. My phone number is 818-579-9996. And if for some reason you're calling on a weekend, I will get the message when you leave a message. And my website, which also you can contact me through my website, is www.liatlaw.net. And that's my name, LIATLAW.net.
There you go. And of course, she tells me how to say it. Okay, Liat, like fiat. So we'll like get our listeners thinking that way too.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, is there so how often are they allowed to change the laws for like employers and employees? I mean, is there like you just think you got it handled and then all of a sudden it's changing again? Is there like a law to that, or is it just random?
No, it's how fast the government works in California. And I can tell you that every year there's dozens of new laws. They usually talk about them on the news, but there's at least five or six good, important laws that an HR person or an employment attorney has to keep abreast and keep looking at every year.
Right. Wow, that's so important. So, okay, talk to us about, I know we're going to be talking about them on another time, but just kind of to get people to know who you are and what all the things you do, can you share that?
Sure. Right now, I am concentrating on business law and employment law for my clients. Business law meaning basically any contract, vendor agreements, leases, partnership agreements, LLCs, corporations, anything related to operating a business. And that's why it includes employment law, because employment law very much relates to operating a business. And because I did do that stint in an estate planning firm, I handle trust litigation, which basically is whenever someone passes away, usually a parent, the kids start suing each other. And that's trust litigation or probate or estate litigation. It comes under the same umbrella.
That is beyond me, I have to tell you. And I've seen it so much lately that it's like, I don't know. It's just beyond me. You think that that if your parents or, whatever leaves it in their will the way they want it, wouldn't you think that's the way they want it? And yet they contest it.
Yeah, there's a saying that if the kids didn't get along while the parents were alive, they're not going to get along after the parents are gone. And
Wow.
there's seems to be always one sibling that thinks that they're getting the short end of the stick, and
Oh.
they go see an attorney and they file a lawsuit.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that wow? So it's just a given. That's just the way it, yeah.
Unfortunately, it happens with very small estates and estates worth multi-million dollars, because if you feel that you're getting the short end of things, you're going to go sue because you have basically nothing to lose.
Wow, that's crazy. And you mentioned LLCs. I'm excited to talk to you about those too. So where are you at with that?
LLCs are when somebody wants to form their company or their business into a more formal arrangement. So an LLC is a limited liability corporation or company versus a corporation, which is an Inc., INC, or incorporated. There's different ways to form companies. My recommendation is for new businesses not to worry about what the form of the company is before they get off the ground. Once they're actually in business for 18 months to 2 years, then they can form an LLC or a corporation. But the most important thing to do when you're starting a business is make sure that you're protected with good insurance.
Oh, that's a flip. Okay, I love that. Okay, so insurance, making sure that you have liability, making sure that you have
Absolutely.
all of that.
Exactly correct. That you have general liability insurance, that you have business protection or interruption insurance, that if you have employees, you want to have EPL, employment liability insurance. Insurance, insurance, insurance. You can never have too much insurance. And you're better off spending money on that than on incorporating, especially if you don't know yet how long your business will take off, how long it'll be before it takes off, and how successful it's going to be 2 years down the road. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses close within the first 18 months.
And here you spent all that money on that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And sometimes you do that, like you said, before you even get insurance and you run into a problem. Now you have no insurance, but you have an LLC, right?
Right,
Well, yeah.
which doesn't, which a lot of an employment law. Employees disregard the corporate status or the LLC and sue the president of the company individually or the owner of the company individually, thereby trying to get around the corporate protections that you're trying to get when you form an LLC or a corporation.
Wow. Liat, this has been so interesting and so much fun to have you on our show. Again, can you give out your phone number and your website? And I can't wait to have you back again. And I can't wait to have you at my mixer. And I'm already thinking after talking to you, like who all the people that I'm going to be connecting you with right now. And I love that you trusted us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, I've had a lot of fun. My phone number is 818-579-9996, and my website is www.liatlaw.net, and that's LIATLAW.net. And I'm easily Googled anywhere, Liat Cohen, Attorney, Los Angeles.
I
You'll
love
find me.
it. Okay. Liat Law. I think that should just say it all right there. Liat Law. So
That's what it says on my license plate.
I love, oh, there you go. I love it. So again, please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast. Can't wait to have you back. Can't wait to share you with everybody. And this just really opened up my eyes about so many things, and it was so good. So again, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, Kim.
You got it. Take care.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Liat Scott Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
It's just about time for the 49th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's first-class chefs. There will also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of country and classic rock music and a free kids zone, and you get this can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 3rd, with family-friendly hours of noon to 5 at Conejo Creek Park North on Jance Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Yeah, welcome and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, nearly 40% of Black adults in California have obesity problems. And we have California Health Leader explains why Medi-Cal cuts are tipping point for the Black community. And of course, joining us is Executive Director, California Black Health Network, Rhonda Smith. Rhonda, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, the recent elimination of Medicare, or Medi-Cal rather, coverage for certain obesity medications.
Yeah, well, as you know, the state cut funding to support making GLP-1 drugs available to Medi-Cal patients. And to your point earlier, about 40% of individuals who live in California, or about 11 million Californians, actually suffer from obesity. And when we look at the Black community, we know about 4 in 10 or 40% of Black Californians are dealing with and trying to manage obesity. And we know that obesity is really more of a disease than it is a choice or a lifestyle. And we also know that it can be a precursor to other chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and
right.
so forth. So if we're not making available drugs that can prevent those other things from happening, you know, it can escalate the total cost of care for those conditions and for patients, and also could lead to poorer health outcomes for our community.
Right. And how do these food and safe, or how do these structural barriers highlight the needs for more options, such as the access of GLP?
Yeah, so we know that sometimes an individual's zip code is a good indicator of their health and well-being and also life expectancy. So when we think about the factors that contribute to that, we know that unfortunately there are some communities that lack access to fresh, healthy foods. So there are food deserts and also access to healthcare facilities. So when we look at all those factors that create barriers, I think GLP-1s or having access to that could be one way to overcome those social determinants of health or those barriers that contribute to poorer outcomes for certain people who live in certain communities.
Right. Is there other ways that we can go about it? I mean, ending Medi-Cal coverage was intended to save money, correct? But critics say it may actually end up costing California more in the long run. Right?
Yeah. Yes. I think investing up front in prevention and things that we can do to minimize the risk of certain health conditions, I think could be a cost-effective approach. When we don't focus on prevention and dealing with things that can contribute to other health conditions on the back end, you're not just talking about dealing with obesity, but all the other conditions that it could lead to, like heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and so on.
Right. And obesity is, is often talked about as a lifestyle issue, right? But many medical experts say it's actually a chronic disease.
Yeah, so yes, it is more of a disease and also biological. So those factors you cannot control. In some cases, yes, controlling what you eat and your physical activity, your lifestyle habits, we can control. But there are certain individuals that unfortunately are predisposed to obesity, or it's more of a biological issue, a genetic issue, than it is a lifestyle or a choice.
So really what you're saying is obesity is not all about just indulging too much food.
And bad habits, yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Because, you know, you look at people sometimes, and this is terrible, the judge, right? But you're like, if you could only just, right? But a lot of it doesn't even matter. It's their makeup of who they are, correct?
Yes, it is. It's like sometimes, unfortunately, the analogy is just like telling an alcoholic to stop drinking. And it's not
right.
that simple. It's not that easy. But there are mm-hmm. methods to treat alcoholism and there are methods to treat obesity. And
right.
so, yes, it is. Also
and is there
disease,
any yeah. exceptions for Medi-Cal coverage for somebody that is diagnosed with a medical problem as well as a dietary problem?
I mean, there could be options for the pill versus the injections, but mm-hmm. I think making these kinds of innovative therapies available for all patients would be mm-hmm. the best option. So California and Medi-Cal specifically should offer GLP-1s to all of their patients or all of the
right.
subscribers to Medi-Cal, yes.
Got it. Okay. Well, Rhonda, always like, you know, it's just another reminder of what's going on in our world
yes.
and how we can, you know, our voice can change it. And how can our listeners find out more about this and where can they learn more?
Yes, well, they can go to our website. It's very easy. It's www.yourcbhn.org. That's yourcbhn.org.
Great. And Rhonda, please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And we thank you for being here on the radio with the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Sarah, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our guest is her newest book is Mixed Feelings. And we're talking about Sarah Amini. Sarah, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'm an actress. I'm on a television show right now. I've done a lot of TV work, you know, whether it's been series or commercials or animation. But I'm also an author, and my first book, Mixed Feelings, which is a series of graphic novels, the first one came out yesterday through Scholastic. I'm very excited about it. This has been a very
congratulations.
Long process.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Great.
It's been a very long journey for me. I started writing.
And I always ask, how did you come up with the name, Mixed Feelings? I mean, I could
yeah.
only think about what it would mean, but, you know.
Absolutely. Well, it's about me growing up in 1999 in Houston, Texas, being mixed race and having a Colombian mom and a Persian dad and not really feeling like I understood where I belonged. You know, I didn't know where to fit in. I felt, you know, not enough of this, not enough of that. And what I liked about the title Mixed Feelings is that it's, you know, it's an idiom. When you have mixed feelings about something, you've got both positive and negative experiences about it. And that's sort of my experience being mixed race, is that there's so many wonderful things about it. But growing up, there were also a lot of moments and experiences that felt very confusing and isolating.
I love that. And you know, what a great way, you know, when we feel a certain way, you know, the world, there's people in there feeling the same way. And you're just really talking to everybody when you say that. Let me ask you, first of all, you wanted to tell your own middle grade story and in your memoir. What are we going to find in there?
Well, what you're going to find, honestly, is what it's like to be a teenage girl, which I think so many people can relate to. You know, we've all had these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily be mixed race to have gone through puberty. Everyone goes through puberty. And no one comes
so
out alive, right?
And, right.
And also
yeah.
the idea of changing friendships, you know, and watching them evolve and being best friends with someone. And then, you know, a year later, you don't speak to each other anymore. And that's universal to any age. I've lost friends in my 20s. I've lost friends in my 30s. That's not something that's specific to my youth. That is something that has
right.
happened, you know, my entire life. And it's hard to reckon with, you know, but especially in that age when your friends are your everything. My parents were immigrants and they really were so incredibly supportive of me and loving, but they didn't always get me. They didn't get their American-born daughter, you know, so I turned to I turn to my friends a lot, you know, and and having
did you have siblings?
I did have siblings, but they're much younger than me. And at that age, like, I had a 7 and a 9 year age gap with my siblings. So my friends were kind of my sisters, you know, and you just feel it so deeply when your friend, you know, leaves you for another friend. It hurts so much. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that are deeply relatable in this story. They just happen to be told through the perspective of a mixed race girl.
Right. And let me ask you a question here. What was your biggest lesson that you learned? I mean, Sarah, you know, here you are kind of reflecting back on that time in your life. And we always, you know, go through it, but grow through it. And what was it that you learned?
That's a great way to put it. We go through it, but we grow through it, you know?
Grow through it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to have to steal that. That's really great. I think the biggest takeaway for me is, you know, feeling like you don't fit in is a very timeless feeling. This story is 25 years old, and it still feels relevant now. And maybe in a way it's even more relevant. You know, I can't imagine what it's like to be a teenager today. You know, we're in a world that is so completely interconnected now with social media, but also you can feel so deeply disconnected from everyone. And I think what this book ultimately is about is finding community and spaces where you can talk to people, where you can be yourself. And I would encourage anyone out there that's feeling like they don't quite fit in to seek communities and spaces where they belong. That's certainly what I did when I sought out drama club as a young child. And you know, informed my career later as an adult. But I didn't know I was going to become an actor when I was 12. All I wanted was to feel like I had community and a sense of belonging. And I did in drama club because it was inclusive. It was welcoming. It was, you know, a ragtag group of weirdos and oddballs. And I could be a character. I didn't have to figure out who Sarah was. And that was
I love that.
Time.
Yeah, Sarah, let me ask you a question. Do you have children?
I have a 4-month-old son, actually. I'm a new mom.
You're just right now, you have a 4-month-old son?
Yeah, I have a 4-month-old, yeah.
Congratulations. Wow,
Thank you so much. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, how are you going to do it different? How are you going to go with all these, you know, emotions that you felt as, you know, when you were young to, you know, to enable him to feel incredible and not have mixed feelings, as you call them?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, for better or for worse, my parents were my parents, right? And
100%. Yeah. You know, there's so many kids that say, it's all their fault, and, you know, oh, my God, it's our journey. Who we are because of our journey, you know.
Absolutely.
God forbid if you're, you know, beaten or, you know, molested, okay, those are kind of things that obviously a normal child should not go through. But, you know, it's our journey. This is how we create who we are in our future.
Yes. My parents, you know, were despite their limitations, despite, you know, me feeling like they didn't always understand me, you know, they really strived to do their best to support our family, to support their kids' dreams. And so for me, the takeaway is now as an adult reliving these experiences, I just see them with so much more compassion and grace than I did growing up. And so it's a beautiful cathartic experience for me now as an adult to go, man, my parents really were doing their best. And I didn't always appreciate that as a kid. And so.
And I can vouch for my parents the same thing. My parents came over from England and, you know, and they did what they could, you know, and you know, the biggest gift, and I don't know if your parents gave you the same gift, is that I could do anything I put my mind to. And, you know, it sounds like your parents gave you that gift too.
And what a gift. And what a gift that is, really, because, you know,
it really is.
To have parents who didn't push a traditional career path on us. You know, like you mm-hmm. and I don't have traditional career paths. You know, we have creative career paths and communication and the arts, and that's amazing. And that's because we had parents who fostered that and said, yes, you can.
That's right. That's right. I love it. Well, Sarah Amini, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your story here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. Where do we get your book? And, of course, where do we find out more about you? And also download our podcast. And after it airs here, then, of course, it goes on to our podcast there, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And so... Yeah, tell me, first of all, how my listeners find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at It's Sarah Amini, and that's where I post the majority of my acting work. I'm on a show right now called the Copenhagen Test on Peacock that just aired earlier this year. And okay. to find anything related
Love
to
Peacock.
Book, you can, yeah, Peacock is great, me too. And anything for the books, you can find on sarahamini.com. You can find the books themselves on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere you shop locally.
There you go. I love it. Please share our show, and I'd look forward to having you back again. And congratulations on your new little baby boy.
Thank
What's his name?
You. Thank you. His name's Keon. K-I-A-N.
Keon.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we live in a little crazy world right now, but I'm sure you're going to do an amazing job being a mom.
Oh, I appreciate you, Kim. Thank you for saying that. Doesn't always feel
you
that
got
way,
it.
But I'll take it.
Yeah, we all do. Trust me, I have four.
Yeah.
And it's
four,
good. You
yeah.
know what? You just, yeah. And now five and one more on the way, five and grandchildren. So I feel
oh
so blessed,
gosh.
You know.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that's amazing.
Yeah,
oh,
I always wanted to make a big family, and so here we are.
Oh, you did. That's awesome. I bet holidays
yeah,
are super
so
fun.
They are. They really are. So, yeah. Well, anyways, I so enjoyed talking with you. And again, for our listeners, Sarah Amini and Mixed Feelings is her book. And, of course, this is – do you already have two out, or do you just have the one out?
So the first one came out yesterday nationwide. The second one comes out in October of this year, and the last
mm-hmm.
one comes out next summer.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank
so great. Leaving
so
a legacy. There you go. All right.
Yes.
Again, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your
Thanks,
day. Take
Kim.
Care.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And, of course, I couldn't think of a better topic to be talking about. And, of course, we're going to be talking about chocolate and really luxury flavors and self-care. And I've got Ann Chacha joining us. She's a master. I didn't even know this was, around.
Yep.
I want to change my career. Chocolatier. Mint. And, one of my favorites. I like the mint and chocolate, but... Anyways, we're going to be talking a little bit about pistachio, and this is your time. We're seeing pistachio everywhere, from food to fashion, candles even, wow, to chocolate. And as spring trends take shape, pistachio is leading trend or a new classic. So, of course, joining me is Ann, and I am excited to talk about it. So, again, Ann, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kim. I love to talk about chocolate. I bet. Tell us, how did you get involved in this and how did you get started?
Well, I had the opportunity to go to Switzerland, and when I was there, I fell in love with their chocolate. I mean, who wouldn't? And I had the opportunity to go, and I did a classic apprenticeship as a chocolatier in Switzerland. So when I finished, I got a job with Lindt, and that was over 20 years ago.
Wow, what an exciting, I mean, that's kind of exciting. Now, okay, I'm sure you don't get to, like, you don't eat everything because we want to watch our weight, but how do you do that?
Well, it's like wine tasting. You know, you don't eat at all, you know, and you only take little bites or you spit. But it is.
Okay.
I eat a lot of chocolate every day, I have to tell you. And it's really what, it's all about the palate. So when you're creating flavors, like the pistachio, of course, I had to try lots of different pistachio butters and combine them with the chocolate to see which works best. So I know it sounds tough, doesn't it?
It sounds like a tough job, but somebody's got to do
somebody
it.
Somebody does. And
so, Anne, pistachios.
Yes.
There you go. Pistachio seems to be everywhere right now. Why is it having such a moment?
I think, you know, it gained global recognition with that trend that happened for the last 2 years. But we wanted to take it a step further. Of course, everybody loved the Dubai, but we wanted to create a Lindor truffle.
Yeah. So do you think it's here to stay, or do you think it's just a trend?
No, I think pistachio is here to stay because it's such it's a classic flavor. It's a defining flavor in culinary, in confectionery. Foodies have loved it for years. So I think it's a flavor that people do enjoy, and people are coming back again and again, and people are embracing it. So that's why we launched this pistachio milk Lindor truffle, and we are seeing a lot of people give us very positive feedback about it.
Wow. So give us an indulgent treat that is perfect for on the go.
Oh.
Talk to us about that.
Sure. So we also have a stick. It's a Lindor stick, so it has that same smooth melting center as in the Lindor truffle, and the chocolate, the beautiful silky milk chocolate wrapped around it, but it's in a stick format. So it's really about you. It's about melting into your me moment. It's just for you. You can put it in your purse, you can put it in your backpack, and you don't have to share it. So that's a new part of our pistachio family.
I love it. Wow. And what is about the flavor that makes it feel a little more elevated?
I think with pistachio, because it's a very gentle flavor. It's a subtle flavor. You roast it, just a mild roast, to bring out its sweetness and its nuttiness. And because it is an elegant, sophisticated nut, it just really pairs well with our premium chocolate, because we create our chocolate from the cocoa bean to the finished product. So it really is this beautiful, it's a piece of craftsmanship to put them together.
Sounds good. Okay.
Good.
Where can our listeners find out more about this? And of course, be able to indulge in this.
Well, they can visit us at lintusa.com, or our products, our pistachio products, are available at retailers nationwide.
All right. Well, again, I'm excited to try it. I was like hoping, are you guys going to send me some little samples of it so I can really share it?
Oh, well, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Okay. See, I love that. Let me ask you, is it available in stores everywhere, or are there like specialty stores?
It's available nationwide. We do have our Lindt retail stores. You can find those. There's a store finder on our website at lintusa.com. You can buy them online at lintusa.com, but they are available at major retailers all across the country.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing it here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please download our podcast, and I look forward to trying some.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Kim.
You got it. Take care.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope you have an incredible weekend. And of course, I want to re-invite you again to my business mixer that is happening April 23rd, 5 to 8 in Newberry Park. We'd love you to be there. We'd love to share your business. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The things that scare you only make you better and stronger. So reach for the stars. You've got this. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
It's just about time for the 49th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's first-class chefs. There will also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of country and classic rock music and a free kids zone, and you get this can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 3rd, with family-friendly hours of noon to 5 at Conejo Creek Park North on Jance Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.